Test 77, Section 2, Question 22. Here, we're looking for what is going to describe the flaw, so we're looking for the problem in this argument. And the passage says that everyone should have access to more than one newspaper, because there's at least two sides to every story. Okay, so everybody needs news more than one because there's two sides. Since all sides of an important story should be covered, no independent newspaper adequately covers all sides of every one of its stories. So none of them are perfect on all their stories. Some important stories would not be adequately covered if there were only one newspaper. Okay, so some important news stories would not be covered if there were only one newspaper. Now, for this, our conclusion is that everybody needs access to more than one. And the way that the evidentiary chain runs is that it starts by saying there's always at least two sides. All sides are important. Okay, so we've got those things. But then we get these two pieces of information, and it's the link between these that's critical. No newspaper adequately covers all sides of every one of its stories. And so that's what we have. It's saying that no newspaper adequately covers all sides of every story. Then it says some important stories would not be adequately covered if there were only one newspaper. Now the key here is they've shifted from stories to important stories. And all we know is that no newspaper covers all of their stories adequately on all sides. But it could be that the newspapers cover the important ones adequately on all of the sides. And so that's where we get our gap coming in here. Even if they don't give all sides on every story, maybe they give all sides on the majority and on all of the ones that are really important. And so that's our flaw. So now we look at the answer choices. A, the argument confuses the inability to cover all sides of every story with the inability to cover all sides of any important story. And that's kind of the key here, because we know all sides of an important story should be covered. That's kind of the critical element. So it's really the important stories that we need to know about. But the passage only said that they don't cover all sides of every story. So A is really good. It sounds a lot like what we said. B, the argument overlooks the possibility that two newspapers could provide the same incomplete coverage. Well, it does overlook that possibility, because it's not whether or not two newspapers will do it. It's whether or not one is going to manage to do it. So then C, a conclusion about what newspapers should do is inferred solely from the statements about what newspapers in fact do. Well, that's not really our problem here, because it is talking about what should happen, but it talks about, as far as evidence, what should be happening. And so it's not just about what they do. There are evidentiary claims about what should be done. Then D, the argument takes for granted that everyone has access to all newspapers. Again, it's takes for granted, which means assumes, but we don't have to assume that everyone has access to all newspapers. And then the argument is concerned only with important stories and not with all stories. Well, the issue here is that it's not that the argument is only concerned with important stories. It is mainly concerned with important stories, but it's also concerned with other stories. However, the evidence made a jump from all stories to important stories. And so that's where our flaw is. It's not that it only deals with important stories. It's that it shifted between all stories and important stories. And so that's our not quite as good as answer choice A. And that's what's going to make answer choice A the correct one in this case. So E is close, but it is dealing with all stories. That's part of our evidence, but the conclusion jumps to important stories. And so that's the problem. And therefore A is our best answer.